Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. It is Thursday, September 2nd, and
I'm totally fine with this.
You're fine with women making more?
Totally fine. Totally fine.
Really?
Totally. Let's get a check of the morning's top news story, shall we? We begin with some angst. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas begin face-to-face talks this morning at the State Department. We'll see how that goes. The leaders met separately with President Obama ahead of the talks. The president says the time for a peace resolution in the Middle East is now.
Too much blood has already been shed. Too many lives have already been lost. Too many hearts have already been broken. And despite what the cynics say, history teaches us that there is a different path.
In a dinner at the White House last night, the Israeli Prime Minister had this to say to his Palestinian counterpart.
Every peace begins with leaders. President Abbas, you are my partner in peace.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will officially host today's bilateral talks.
Hurricane warnings and watches are posted up and down the East Coast from North Carolina to Massachusetts as Hurricane Earl gets closer to land. Earl was upgraded back to a Category 4 overnight, and Todd Kimberlin of the National Hurricane Center says that's going to be a close shave.
The center of Earl will be approaching the Outer Banks of North Carolina by late Thursday and could move over or near the Outer Banks by Thursday night.
Nearly 30,000 people are evacuating before it's too late, including some Labor Day vacationers, whether they want to or not.
It's sad because, like, reality hasn't really set in because it's so beautiful out. It's like, oh, I don't want to leave this, but it's kind of like the calm before the storm, just trying to keep a cool head and get out as fast as we can.
The storm then heads up the Atlantic, where New England could be affected by its first tropical system since 1991.
Illegal immigration to the United States has dropped sharply since the recession began. Will that affect the debate over immigration reform? According to the Pew Hispanic Center, the number of illegal immigrants entering the U.S. fell nearly 67% from 2007 to 2009. The group also cites tougher border enforcement as a reason for the sharp drop. And Afghanistan has fired its ambassador to the U.S. Pictures surfaced last week appearing to show the ambassador partying at the embassy during the holy month of Ramadan. He's been ordered to vacate by mid-month. Also this morning, Defense Secretary Robert Gates is in Afghanistan meeting with President Hamid Karzai and top U.S. Commander General David Petraeus.
And U.S. manufacturing continues to be a bright spot in the economy. In August, the sector expanded for the 13th month in a row, and it's giving Asian markets a big boost this morning. Asian markets are up, European indices are now down, and futures are down. The Dow's going to start at 10,269, the S&P at 1,080, the Nasdaq opens at 2176.